Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
There was heat on stage last night as the Huntington Theater did its final dress rehearsal for its latest production, The Art of Burning. The play tackles marriage, betrayal, motherhood, sexual assault in a new take on the Greek tragedy Medea.
It's a dramatic, comic take on marriage, on raising a child, on divorce. But I think it's mostly about a mother who decides to leave a different kind of legacy for her daughter.
Sound there from a promotional video about the play, which is the first staged production that the Huntington has done with prominent local playwright Kate Snodgrass. And the production has it all: moments of heartache, joy, suspense, a lot of laughing, even at moments when it doesn't seem like it's supposed to be funny. And it is. You can tell I was there. So this collaborative work exemplifies the brilliance of the Boston theater scene, the depth of the bench, and women at the helm. Two of them are here with us today, playwright Kate Snodgrass and the director of this show, Melia Bensusan. Kate, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you, Melia. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And I just want to flag for listeners, we will talk about the deep themes in this play. One of them is sexual assault. Some of this conversation could be troubling for some listeners, so just listen with care. Kate, one of the things that was striking in being there last night, new pages. It looked like you might actually even be re-scripting on your laptop as the final dress rehearsal was running. This play is going live tonight. Is it where you want it to be? And is it a rethinking in 2023 of Medea?
Well, I hope it is, certainly. And the play is still in flux in my head. But I think we're as close as we can be right now until I sort of take it all in and then share it with my fellow artists.
So, Melia, I want to ask you. So this is a story. It's kind of hard to explain. Small cast, all takes place in one place on stage.
Right.
But the core plot line is a couple who is divorcing when the wife finds out the husband has been seeing another woman, how it affects the family, and how it affects a pair of friends of theirs who are also married. Is that a fair sort of basic plot summary?
Absolutely. I mean, I would just add to that that a core question is child custody and how to raise a young woman, a 15, 16-year-old daughter, in this contemporary moment, in the current climate of misogyny and bias and the challenges of I can't even label the waves of feminism, but the challenge between the waves of feminists and how we manage to mentor, support, and honor each other at this time.
So
it's funny,
yeah,
right? We have to keep saying it's funny.
And it was interesting, Kate. So there's small group, two lines of rows of people watching the dress rehearsal last night. First feedback for the cast, you asked people to react out loud. They did. There was a ton of gasping, a little bit of swearing, a lot of laughing. What feedback did you take from this when the subjects are betrayal, infidelity, sexual assault, misogyny, violence? I mean, there's a suspected murder. So how did you take that discomfort and laughter?
Well, I love the response. It's my goal to have the audience response, and I hope that people will walk away asking themselves about the culture, about what they do with their children and with their mates. And that's my hope, at least. We'll see what happens. It's early in the process. And the actors are just now starting to maneuver how they're moving through that world. So I'm thrilled to watch them and to see how different it is every night. I can't wait for audiences.
Okay, so I'm going to play a little bit of sound here. It's you guys taped it at the dress rehearsal last night, so the sound's a little bit muffled because it was up on stage. We've got two people here on stage, Adrian Krestanski, who plays the main character, Patricia, the mother. We've also got Cleo Contagenis. She's the daughter, Beth, 15 years old. This is a challenging scene where Beth is describing being essentially sexually assaulted on a date in a movie theater. And what we're capturing here is the mother reaction as Beth is telling her the story.
Oh, my poor baby. It's written in their hormones, these boys. So you push them away.
No, I let him.
All right.
I didn't know what to do. We had all his friends there and they could see us.
Okay.
I didn't know what else to do.
It's perfectly normal.
And ultimately, a little bit of a spoiler alert here, those interactions and others lead Patricia to really want a do-over, to change the set of messages that her daughter is getting, and to literally and figuratively sort of punch some people in the face and say, women should get to do this differently, Kate.
Yes. I think it is a wake-up call for Patricia in many ways, a slow wake-up call that she's had to face from her husband leaving her, to this daughter's recognition of what happened to her. And then more blocks are pulled out from under her until she finally has to face that she has to change in some way, I'm hoping.
So I should go back. I should have done this at the beginning. Emilia, Medea, right? The Greek tragedy.
Yeah.
And they have seen it. The four main characters have seen the play in this play. And it's essentially a woman who takes revenge on her husband who betrays her by killing the children. So these are heavy themes. One of the things that's striking is you are a well-known women director. Kate is a well-known woman playwright. This is the first stage production together, strong women actresses on stage in this. Has Boston reached a place in its the depth of its women in theater that this is a story we can tell that maybe we couldn't have told as a community 10 years ago?
I think that's a wonderful way to put it. I think it's also thrilling. I'd point out that as I'm now artistic director of Hartford Stage, the first woman in that position, and Loretta Greco is our artistic director here, another first woman in that position. So the depth of women in this art form in this region really gives us so much bandwidth to not only tell the stories, but to program them, right? To share them, to not be afraid of being sidelined. And I do think for all the darkness of the cultural moment nationally in this region, I do feel an optimism and support for the revisiting and revising of narratives, particularly around gender, around our BIPOC communities like Common Ground did. It's really just a tremendous opportunity to tell different stories with artists that have been respected and have earned the trust of these audiences.
Quick reference there to Common Ground Revisited, which was a play also recently staged. We're talking about The Art of Burning, which premieres at the Huntington tonight. Kate Snodgrass, the playwright, and Milia Bensusan, the director, are with us. Kate, I'll come back to you. I found myself wondering last night, how long have you wanted to tell this story? and what allowed you to tell it now?
You know, Amelia's heard this a million times. I didn't know I wanted to tell this story until I had to write a piece for a faculty reading. And I had just come out of the Kavanaugh hearings, which made me rethink my worldview of what I assumed was happening. That committee and their sort of questioning of Christine Blasey Ford, they didn't seem to believe her, whereas I did. I'm a child of the 60s. I listened to Anita Hill, and now I ask myself, how far have we come? Have we come any ways in this last 30, 40 years? And that I've lived through. And I asked myself, I told myself what to do. I tell my students to write about something that's meaningful to them. And that was meaningful to me. So I just started asking questions of myself of how can I, what is at the heart of this divide between men and women in this culture, and unfortunately, in many cultures throughout the world. And I don't think the play answers that question, unfortunately, but I do think that people will come away knowing the question and maybe asking it of themselves later. That's my hope, at least.
And I'll note you're on faculty as a professor of practice at Boston University. One more question to you, Kate, and then I'll come back to you, Milia. Did the male actors, as you were working through this script, feel that you treated the men fairly?
I think they did. They laughed a lot, and they were game to go into it all the time. So they asked really important questions, and it was my goal, and I think theirs, too, that they are human beings. Men are human beings, oddly. And they treated themselves like that, too. What do you think, Milia?
I think that's right. I think, you know, Kate's artistry goes beyond polemics. And so it's a group of humans struggling with their differences and with each other. And I can't say enough wonderful things about this extraordinary cast.
Yes.
The men were the minority in the room, which I think, you know, which they admitted was not their usual experience. And they were incredibly generous. But I think Kate's writing really gives everyone an opportunity to show their humanity.
So, Milia, last question to you. We'd be remiss to not mention that Michael Masso, the only managing director in the history of the Huntington, announced this week that he's stepping down. How do you feel about that? Does it make you anxious, excited for what's next?
All of the above. Can I say that?
I have
incredible respect for Michael. I consider him a dear friend, a hero in the national theater scene for all he's done, not only for Boston, but for the League of Resident Theaters, right? For the conglomerate, if you will, of regional theaters all over the country. He is a vital force. I am happy for him, since I know he's been thinking about this for a bit. Grateful to him for how he's gotten the Huntington to where it needs to be. Excited for all that Loretta will do with a new partner, and will hold both, as the play does, you know, warmth and loss, humor and anxiety together at this moment.
All right. The Art of Burning premieres tonight at the Calderwood Pavilion at the BCA in the South End. We are speaking here with Kate Snodgrass, the playwright, and director Milia Bensusan, and they are behind the production. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you so much.